Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Energy Recharge Inner Circle Elite Group, second year and beyond. These are our calls about content. So there's seven modules that are beyond the scope of the first year, and we have a call a month to give you some guidance as to what's included in those calls. I mean, in those the content and the modules on the site, and then get you encouraged to get started. What we found was we've tried this in lots of ways. We tried it where, hey, you have all these modules, go for them, enjoy. Nobody went through them. Then we tried the thing of sending an email out that said, hey, this month, let's focus on the reproductive system. Let's focus on, and we didn't get much engagement. So I figured I'm getting the captive audience. I'm going to get you here with me and you get to hear what I have to say. And it either you get enough out of it just from that or going, yeah, that doesn't apply to me, or wow, I'm excited. And then you got to do really cool stuff with the stuff. It's good information, practical information, and it's not necessarily advanced. It's just beyond the core systems that we like to work on in the first year, the digestion and blood sugar and adrenals and thyroid. And then we go into the more advanced, so to speak, stuff, the brain and the reproductive system, musculoskeletal, energetics, reproductive, did I say, brain, immune system, and there's two others I'll show you in a minute. So I'm going to start sharing my screen, and hopefully, did some of you get to go through any of this in advance, or is this all fresh? Fresh, a little bit, okay, good. So there's some cool stuff in here. Those of you who are like the energy or into energy stuff, are going to enjoy some of the stuff here. You know, we talk about acupuncture and other kinds of energy work. So I'm going to take you through. I'm not going to take you through every single slide and every one. I'm not going to redo the presentations because there's usually hours of stuff in here. But what I want to do is give you a guide and give you an overview of what's actually going on. So the recording is going, yes. And I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to go right there. All right. Hopefully you see my screen. Yes. All right, good. I'll make it a little wider, make it bigger. Okay, so I'm on the ERC dashboard, and what I'm gonna do is scroll down. You have enough content on this ERC, in the ERC program, to last you virtually a lifetime. So even if you were 22, you still probably have enough material here to learn and last a lifetime. So I just want to make sure that everybody gets what they need. So that's why we made it very complete. So this is the order that Jassy's been sending out the reminders. And I basically find out the beginning of the week. I go, oh, I guess I'm doing that one this week. Great. So bioenergetics is what we're on. We did brain last time. And I know a lot of you know, have had traumas, brain traumas, you know, that spaciness in the brain. And that's a good one if you haven't gone through it, to really just go through and just watch the videos. Just, you know, be like a kid and just watch the videos. And that'll give you a tremendous amount of information. Don't watch them on high speed. I've been listening to things on double speed and triple speed on my Audible app. And I'm getting it, but I already talk so fast that you probably don't need to speed me up. I have to really work at slowing myself down. But I think I sound like some of these guys do on triple speed. One book I listened on triple speed, and then it was accidentally got back leveled. I got somehow it went back to single speed, and I'm running along, and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, what the heck? The next thing, and I'm like, I can't listen like this, and I had to bump it back up. So it's what you get used to, but I don't recommend listening to me on triple speed. It probably would hurt your ears and your head. So this month's topic is bioenergetics. And what do we mean by bioenergetics? Well, we mean the beyond just the physical part of our body, it's the energy fields and the forms of healthcare that are based on those. Some of the ancient forms like acupuncture, acupressure, but also some of the more modern things like tens therapy and ultrasound and all that. So we're going to talk about how the therapies and how the body works on an energetic level. So it's just one video and one page. So it's straightforward, and it's probably actually only about an hour long, a little over an hour long. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up the slides and just walk you through like a tour of what this is. I'm not going to give you all the background information because I want to go through what's on the page, but you can, I want you to get excited about watching it. The way that we learn is in stages. There's very few people, save maybe Einstein or some of those other really brainiacs, that can learn everything from one pass through something. It's said that we get about 7 to 10% of what we hear the first time. If we hear it and there's visual or some other kinds of kinesthetic associated with it, we'll learn a little bit more. But if you listen to me talk for an hour or you watch one of my videos and you're like, well, I think I got about 10% of that, you're on the high end of the bell curve. Congratulations, because it's 7 to 10%, unless you're, you know, one of these like Einstein type people, but it's repetition that gets it. So I try to say things over in different ways. And I also recommend that, you know, we give it to you in different ways. We give you the video, we give you the audio, we give you the slides. So disclaimer, not intended as medical advice, blah, blah, you know, all that stuff. So what are the things that we're going to cover? So there's acupuncture, acupressure. Same idea, just different methods of stimulating points, energy healing modalities, Reiki, and you know, some of the hands-on like Jin Shin Do are more likely the acupuncture, acupressure. But Reiki is the one that comes to mind, but there are other energy techniques which, and Laura teaches some of that, you know, where you get and you're putting, you're like working in the energy field of the body, not on the physical body. And then there's the bioelectrical equipment for pain management and balance. I have some of this stuff here in my office. I have an electrical acupuncture machine where you can hook the needles up to the additional, so it gives you a double whammy. But I also have things like, you know, electric muscle stim, and there's TENS machines, and there's a lot of that. And then homeopathy. Homeopathy actually works on energy. There's so little physical, and some of, in some levels is no physical anything left in that homeopathic remedy, because they take it and they shake it all up and then they dilute it and they shake it all up. And by the time it actually gets to you, there's little or no of the original substance. And it's really, it's thought to work on the way that it works in the energy fields. And Lynn Rose, if she's on here, can correct me if I'm wrong. So we have energy fields, and some people take chakra pictures, right? They'll take a picture of the whole energetic field and see the different colors around it. But when you think about it, everything is energy. Like, we're vibrating. We are very little physical in our body. When you look at just, I'm talking from a physical, you know, biological standpoint, there's a nucleus, and then there's, you know, the rest of the space out here, and the little electrons and protons, and they float around. Most cells are mostly, they're mostly space. And the way that they communicate with each other is energetic. And when you think about this, because a lot of people think this is woo-woo, right? A bioenergetics, it's all woo-woo. It's not. It's actually, how does the heart work, right? They do an electroencephalogram. They do an electrocardiogram. Head is the encephalogram, cardiogram for the heart. And it's the energetic fields. And one part of the body talks to another part of the body via these channels, so, or be it via electrical current, which we can't touch physically, but it's there, it's surrounding us. So the body's energetic fields are really, it's an important part of health, and it's an important part of disease as well, because we have a lot of things that interfere with those energetic fields, you know, EMFs, right? Those fields that are produced from high power lines and equipment and all that, and it actually disrupts our own energetic fields, and that's how we end up with some disease happening. So acupuncture, I spent some time learning these, and I, you know, of course, remember the main 12 meridians, but there's hundreds of points. And maybe some acupuncturists who have been doing this for decades and decades and decades and decades, or doing it day in and day out, have all of these points memorized. I, for one, don't. I remember, I do have a couple of these dolls, which are great. They're about this long, and they have all the points on them. And I used a lot of that for studying, so I got a general idea. But in general, it's like, do I remember that the third point on the long meridian means this. I remember the ones that are most popular and the ones that have found to be the most therapeutic. But the way this works is there's meridians that flow through the body, these invisible channels of energy, and you stimulate a point in one place and you can feel it in another. And if you've ever been to acupuncturists, you know that they'll stick a needle in one place and you can feel that energy going up. Now, you could argue that that's hitting a nerve and the nerve is sending, but what is a nerve other than electrical impulse anyway, right? So it's not a physical channel, it's an electrical kind of communication, unlike the blood vessels, which are, they're there, right? There's this liquid that flows through it and we can see it, feel it, taste it, measure it, etc. So there's all these, and there's 12 meridians and they're paired, and you know, there's all kinds of things you can study about the meridians. One of the things I like is the time clock, the 24-hour time clock. And it talks about when specific meridians or meridian pairs are going to be most active. And I use that when I think about people who wake up at the same time every night, right? 3 o'clock in the morning. So maybe it's related to something related to the acupuncture meridian, if it's pretty consistent like that. So it's really cool. I think I have a picture of that in here. But the technique is rather simple. You know, you have this little needle. They're all sterile. We don't use reusable needles anymore. We just buy disposable needles. And it's got that little tube around it. And what you do is you put it up to the skin. That tube presses against the skin. And then you give a little flick to shoot the needle in. And it's very gentle. They're very thin. And people are concerned about pain. They really don't cause a lot. There's a little prick right at the beginning. I remember having, had my needles out when my son, who's now 21, was 4. And he was like, "What are those, mommy? What do you do with those things?" And he wanted me to explain it. And I explained it to him. And he goes, "Well, can you show me?" So I stuck a needle in one of my limbs. I don't remember which. And he went, "Wow, that's cool. Can I do it?" Like, you want to start doing acupuncture at age 4? But I taught him how to do it and he did it. "Oh, do it on me now," right? "Oh, let me do it on me now." So he was fascinated with it. And this was the little boy that would sit with me when I was reading in bed to the 2 kids. And Eric was all into whatever I was reading. And Kevin would pick whatever book I had handy around, health book, because I was in acupuncture school at the time. And he picks up the book and he doesn't care about the stories I'm telling. He cares about this book. And he sat there just pouring through this acupuncture book the whole time, fascinated with this thing. And he tells me at the end, "Mom, there's only 2 spots on the body that don't have acupuncture points." I'm like, "Really? How do you know that?" Well, I looked through the whole book. It's the penis and the eyeballs. No pressure points on those, or puncture points on those. So there's one way to do it is, you know, the needles, and you put a series of needles in to facilitate a particular repatterning of the energy fields, removing blockages, you know, stuck energy, or if the energy is like too dispersed, we're trying to pull it together. And the true study of acupuncture, you're talking hot and cold and dry, and there's a lot of things to learn. It's not just like the 4-year-old who can stick the needle in and now he's an acupuncturist. There's a lot more to being an acupuncturist than that. But there's electroacupuncture. And what you can see here in this picture is you see all these needles. And the needles are in the skin. And then we attach this electrical current. And that helps to amplify the results, that, you know, improves and quickens the ability of these to balance the meridians. And the whole goal is to balance the meridian flow. Another thing that we look at is various ways that we can stimulate parts of the body that have a mapping of other parts of the body. So here's the mapping on the ear, right? So you can't put a needle directly in the eye, but you can put a needle and affect the eye via using the eye point on the ear. And so I have one of these ears that has it all mapped out. And, you know, so I'll look at it. I don't have it all memorized. I mean, I have the general flow of it, but to know an exact point, you know, requires somebody that either does it every single day or they have it memorized, or they just look at the picture. So these are little needles that you can, not needles, but beads. And quite frankly, you never used to be able to get these except if you went into an acupuncture supply store and you showed your license. But now you can get them on Amazon. You totally get them on Amazon. So you just put in acupuncture or auricular therapy pellets. I use these pellets for a lot of things. So you can stimulate points on the ears, like, you know, so this person looks like maybe they have a pain in their, you know, somewhere in their leg. And so they're stimulating that point. There's also an acupuncture meridian mapping here, but you just put it, it's a little piece of Band-Aid, like adhesive, and has this little bead, and you just put it on spots. So for people who are scared of needles, right, who don't like needles, can still have the effect of acupuncture by using the auricular on the ear or by using those beads on the body. And then I'll show you a little bit later. I also love Korean hand acupuncture, where we use those pellets on the hand because there's a mapping there. So there's a more detailed, and these slides are all on your site if you wanna play with it. You know, you go to Amazon, you buy some of these beads and you go, oh, I have a chronic issue over here. Let me try it. You can't really hurt yourself. It's really hard to hurt yourself with this. So I'm giving you this, like here's a dental anesthesia. So you have a toothache, that's a good place to put a needle, right? If you have, you know, sinus issues, you may wanna look at the nose. Right? If you're having ear infections. So for me, one of the ways I use this was there's a series of points that work really well for helping with ear infections. And so only once did any one of my kids ever get an overt ear infection, but they'd get like, oh, my ear hurts. Oh, okay, let's get this to go away. And so we'd give them a homeopathic energy, right? And then I'd go through those points and I'd use my finger to stimulate those points. And within half an hour, it'd all go away. And so I thought, well, is it just my kids? Is it? So I started sharing this with patients, and sure enough, they would have great results using the combination of the homeopathic, sometimes some a little bit of ear stuff in there, and the points. And within a half an hour to an hour. And the most dramatic was we were on vacation and we were in Hawaii and we were going to go snorkeling the next day. And Kevin, who was three, most of my stories are about Kevin because he's always the one that is precocious. And he woke up, he'd fallen asleep and he woke up at about 11 o'clock and he was like holding his neck, like, my neck hurts, mommy, my neck hurts, mommy, my neck hurts. I feel his neck, big old swollen glands down his neck. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I just start poking around and go, and I touched around his ear and he like went through the ceiling. So I did my thing with him. I did the homeopathic. I put the drops in. I did the acupuncture points. Usually by the time I would even get mostly up, because they start at the bottom, mostly up, he would be asleep and this time not. So I did them a second time. He fell asleep. He woke up the next morning, not a trace of swollen lymph nodes, not a trace, no pain. He goes, oh, great. Today we get to go snorkeling. And we did. So this is it's a powerful system of healing that has been around for thousands of years, centuries and centuries, right? I love this Korean hand therapy, and these are great pictures, is because you can actually map it on the hand. And it's hard to find it if you're trying to do your ear and look at a picture and try to stick it in your own ear, but it's really easy to do on yourself. So there's a mapping, and say you're having some issues with your TMJ or with your jaw, you would go to the finger, right? Like here's the head, the face. And I usually use either the end of a pen, that not like this, but a retractable pen, and poke in there. Let's see if I have one here. No, I don't. There's pictures of it on the site coming up. But you basically are going to poke on the area where you think, you know, is closest, and you go, whoa, that spot's sore. Or no. So you poke around. And what I usually use for it is I have this little, it's an embossing tool that I bought at Michael's ages ago. And it just has a little round tip, and you just go around and you find the spots and you just stick those same little pellets on your hand. So it's a great way to treat acute and chronic pain. I remember one time I used to send people home from my office when I had my office in place. I would send them home with a bunch of the little pellets and a little roll of tape to hold it on in case it started to get loose, and one of those embossing tools. So for like $10 or $15, they walked home with their home therapy and a chart. And they would go home and I'd say, okay, you can't come in to see me every day to get this worked on. But what about if you go home and every day you just put these on and just go about your business for an hour and then you can take them off? And people go, yeah, well, that's easy. So they would do that. And I remember one person I had treated for, I think, her low back, and she called me up. She says, I have these things and I'm looking at this chart and my jaw is killing me. Is there any, you know, can I do it for my jaw? I said, yeah, go here, poke around. She found the spot, she put it on, and she took care of her jaw pain. So it's an amazing therapy. I first learned about it from an acupuncturist, not Korean, just an acupuncturist who studied here in the States. And he said that, you know, he studied in China and he was there, you know, at one of their hospitals, and he was amazed and he was so excited. He was going to go home and he was going to, you know, start his practice and people were going to get these amazing results. And he wasn't getting as amazing results. But he realized was that these folks were able to, they were coming into the hospital. This is what they did in the hospitals there. And they were getting treated on a regular basis, like every day for a week or two. And it took care of things. So he was looking for something that he could do because people are not going to come in to see the acupuncturist every day. I mean, finances aside, it could be a little expensive, but even if you have unlimited funds, who has unlimited time to drive across town, you know, do all that? It's a couple of hours. So he started to do this Korean hand acupuncture and he did it for years and he was starting to get the similar results if the person would do it. So I took a class from him ages ago and I started using it and it's been really phenomenal. It's so empowering. We have some resources on the page. I'll show you where to get this stuff. There's another picture. So this picture shows you, you know, a lot more detail. And then this picture is a little bit more, this one shows the actual meridians on it as well. So, and there's a little tool that I use, a tool just like that. You know, it's got a little bubble at the end. You can use the little things. You can also use these little things called moxibustion, and you can put the heat over it. That I don't recommend you do on yourself because you don't want to burn yourself, but that's what some acupuncturists will do. They'll actually, on those points, they'll put these little moxibustion things, and it's actually heat, and it drives heat directly into that point. So it's really cool. And then there's the foot. So we have the mapping on the ear, we have the mapping on the hand, we have the mapping on the foot. And so, you know, if you've ever heard of foot reflexology, I'm sure you have, it's been around for a long time, and you can find spots that hurt on your body. You go, oh, why is that spot hurt? And then you go to that part of the body, you go, oh, that's because my low back is hurting. Or, you know, then there are people who are very experienced reflexologists, and they'll actually quote unquote diagnose people like, do you have a kidney problem? They're like, no, I don't have a kidney problem. I'm finding this. Go check it out. You know, go check it out with your doctor. And sure enough, they find out they have a kidney problem. So, you know, it's kind of cool that you could do it, and you could do similar. Mostly foot reflexology is done with fingers, like a deep pressure, hold it, spin around a bit, kind of like that. And it helps to treat some of those points. There's other things. I studied several of these, or I've had them done to me. Shiatsu, which is a kind of acupressure practice, where you just, most of that goes up and down along a meridian, like along the back. And it's pretty deep pressure. Some people actually stand up and lean down and lean their whole weight into people to do it. Jinshin Jitsu and Jinshin Do are mapping. It's a mapping of the meridians, but they do it with light pressure and usually pairs. So there's two different things. So if you get, I have that book, and you look up, I don't know, menstrual cramps was one that I had a lot of people back in the day who had menstrual cramps. And so there is a specific routine that you did these five sets of points, and you're basically holding a light pressure, not with your thumbs because it has too much of a pulse, but with your fingers. And you hold those points, and usually you might be under the body or over the body, and you hold those points until you feel the pulse between those two fingers synchronize. It's the word I'm looking for, synchronize. And that says the energy is balanced there. So you move on to another set of points. So it's quite interesting and quite effective. I've had lots of people who just, you know, day before their period was due, they would do this thing, and then during their period, and they didn't get cramps anymore. So there's a picture of, like, you know, an acupressure technique that's probably more like shiatsu. And then I've done a lot of work around the eyes. Like, there's a specific spot around the eyes that's really great if you have sinus problems. So you can be putting pressure in these points and going all around the eyes and hitting them, and phenomenal, phenomenal help. So, I remember being at my parents' house once, and I did, somebody had a headache, and I said, oh, let me take care of you, and blah, 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 and they came out, and they said the headache, and the next thing I know, I had a whole lineup of people lining up outside my mother's bedroom waiting for me to do acupressure on them. Who's heard of Touch for Health? Touch for Health is based on the acupuncture system, and it's also, you know, connected with something called applied kinesiology. Dawn, I know you go to a doctor that does muscle testing. They probably are skilled in some of these, where we're looking at how specific spots on the body relate to other spots. So like for example, it's like, specific muscle might be weak and you test it and it goes weak. It could be related to a spot on the body that's related to that muscle. So there's a mapping. So the psoas muscle, which is in the front here, is related to the kidneys, and the small intestine muscle is, abdominals are related to the small intestine. The side of your leg, the tensor fasciae latae muscle, is related to your large intestine, and on it goes. And so it teaches a way, and Touch for Health's really cool because it teaches you how to do this yourself, on yourself, or on family members. Like, oh, I am going to find a muscle that's weak, and then we're going to find points on the body that when we hold those, that muscle goes strong. Similar, Donna, to when your chiropractor or whatever your doctor is, your functional medicine doctor, tests you, they'll put something in your field and see if a muscle goes weak. This is a little bit more specific to specific muscles, and you can relate, oh, these five muscles are weak. So when I'd have people come into my office, I would do a full muscle testing and write them all down and try to make connection between which muscles went weak and then the points. And so say this muscle goes weak when I hold it here. This is a deltoid muscle and it's related to the lungs and there's a point right here. You hold that point and then test it again and it goes strong. That means that that weakness there is probably related to the energetics of that point, and you rub that point, rub that point, rub that point, and then retest it. So there's a lot of self-therapeutics that you could do here, and there you find practitioners to do it as well. So Touch for Health online, right? There's a whole course you can get online with this, right? You can buy Touch for Health e-charts, interactive kinesiology charts to teach you how to do it if it's something you really want to do, or if you have people in your family who tend to have specific things that are going on and you don't want to be running off to this doctor or that. Sometimes just using some of these simple energetic balancing techniques can be quite, quite helpful. Any questions so far on that before we move on to the next section? And again, you can listen to me, you know, I'm kind of giving you more of an overview and you can listen to it again in the video. The chakras. Right? There's these chakras that start, the seven chakras that start, you know, just above the anus and go all the way to the crown of the head. And each one of them has a particular color associated with it. And people can do therapies based on applying color to those particular ones. They have sounds, they have emotions. And when they get out of balance, there's certain presenting symptoms. And I know that those of our coaches, several of our coaches have been through Laura Fine's work, and she teaches about the chakras and how to balance those chakras. So it's a really, it's another energetic system, right? It's energy centers in the body. What else? Reiki. I know that Diana's done Reiki. Qigong. And Qigong is like it's kind of an energy holding kind of pattern, magnetic healing, and EFT tapping, all are based on energy medicine principles. So Reiki, people will hold hands above the body and move the energy. So you don't have to be a massage therapist or a doctor or a physical therapist that's licensed to touch people in order to be able to become a Reiki master, because you don't actually touch people, you touch their field. And it's quite interesting when you do that, if you were to sit quietly and get yourself centered and then have a person who's willing to have you experiment on them, and you hold your hands, you start at very close to the body and move up, you'll feel the energy change. But if you start above, way above, and you start to come down, you can start to feel the energy at a certain point. It's like this feeling of almost pressure against your hand as you get closer and into their field. So it's quite interesting, and there's methods for feeling you know, into that energy and balancing it, right? Using your own energy to help balance it. Qigong has a lot of movement associated with it, but it's very specific movement that's meant to affect the chakra system. And then magnets, right? People can put magnets over on certain parts of the body. Some people do it for pain relief, right? You have specific, like, I don't know if you've seen them at the pharmacies, but they'll have these bracelets that you have magnets in them to help with specific areas of pain, an elbow or knee or whatever. And the magnets help facilitate healing. And then tapping, EFT, you know, the tapping, it's acupuncture points that they're tapping on when you do that. If you've never heard of EFT or tapping, it's a method for helping you. A lot of times it's used for limiting beliefs, for, you know, depression and brain fog and all that, to try to help. But a lot of times it's really about limiting belief, and you're reinforcing that even though you have this bad trait, you really are good and you love yourself, and you're going through. And a lot of times as you go through that, the energy movement facilitates some really interesting changes and some insights that can come up as you're tapping along these things. I remember I had somebody come in and do a demo on a call we did on one of these, you know, and it was before ERC, but it was way back at the beginning of my online stuff. And we had some people on, and he said, well, who here has a pain, you know, chronic pain that they're concerned about? And one person volunteered, and he took her through this whole process. And she was relived a trauma that she had had as, I think it was like, she was in her early 20s and she was wanting to go to nursing school, and things happened and it prohibited her from getting there. Oh, she hurt her back. Oh, she hurt her back in nursing school doing, moving somebody. But then because of that trauma, because of some other things, she wasn't allowed to finish and she had to move into another career. And what came up was that she was in pain emotionally, and she couldn't get rid of the back pain because of this trauma emotionally. And by the end of the process, he had asked her at the beginning, what's the level of pain right now? By the end of the process, it was a one. It was barely there. So these things facilitate, you know, transformation in the body when you can work on the energy fields. You know, Qigong, those movements, and, you know, into the ground and the chakras and pulling up earth energy and Dan Qian and all these things they talk about in Qigong. I'm not a Qigong master. I don't think I've ever even taken a Qigong class. So I can't really talk much about it, but I know it's the specifics of the movements that are activating channels in the body, pulling energy from the heavens or pulling energy from the earth to balance. There's what some of those magnets look like, healing with magnets. There's a lot of that. And these are back braces and braces for different parts that have magnets in them. And they're specific, you know, left and various, you know, polar, north and south pole and all that. And it's an important piece. If you're suffering from chronic pain or chronic imbalance, it's worth trying all these things, right? You try one at a time. There's the EFT tapping. And there's a lot of work online, a lot of stuff, if you were to just look it up on self-help, and show you how to tap these points to help you to rebalance. And they're using specific points at the beginning of meridians, and then other points that are on the meridians, you know, the top of the head, which is on the central vessel meridian, and the sides of the eye, and there's bladder points, and under the eyes, a small intestine point, and these points here are spleen points. So they're all related, and they've found that these points help to move trauma out of the body, emotional trauma out of the body. So it's a very, very fascinating work. And the reason I teach you all this is, you know, because something might spark and you go, wow, that really feels like something I should give a try to. So there's bioelectrical equipment for pain management and balance. Let's look at some of those. I love my ultrasound. You guys have seen me. Some of you have seen me do this. It works beautifully if you're consistent with it. And sometimes it just works if you do it two or three times in a row, you know, two or three days in a row, to help break up scar tissue in the body. But it's sound wave. So you're like, how does sound wave break up scar tissue in the body, right? It's the energy of the sound wave. You're not like a thumper kind of thing where you're pounding on a muscle trying to get it to break up. This is actually using a sound wave. And here's the thing. It's not just the physical touch. Yeah, we put it against the body. We put this lotion on that transmits it. But you can also do it underwater and not even be touching the part and feel it. Because what? Sound moves through water. So it's just another of these energies. Sound is an energy. So it can be really, really helpful. And I've found ultrasound to be super, super helpful. Electric muscle stim. This is, I actually have one that looks just like this. That's my ultrasound. I have an ultrasound that looks like this. It must be the same brand. But then this is the electric muscle stim. And you're basically putting electrodes on different parts of your body. Like you might surround an area that has pain, and the electricity that it's putting in there, sometimes it's at a high enough level that it causes the muscles to contract. And then there's a lower setting where it doesn't. It's just stimulating more of the sensory receptors. Like TENS machines will tend to work the sensory, the surface, the skin, and then the muscle stim will go deeper and actually cause the muscles to contract. And it's pretty amazing what the changes I see with this. My son would get, Kevin again, would get injured all the time, and I would do muscle stim on him. There's a contraindication for ultrasound until they're past the age of 18 or 20, when their growth plates close, because ultrasound on an immature growth plate can cause some problems. So I would do this with him, and this, there was no contraindication, and he would love it, and he would feel so much better after he'd, you know, fall off his bike or off the skateboard, etc. Laser. These are things that, you know, you'd want to be really careful with. You don't want to get them in your eye, but the laser is used a lot for balancing, but also pain relief. When I broke my arm and had to have surgery on it, a friend of mine loaned me his laser for several weeks. And I just would do this a couple of times a day to help speed the healing process. And there are a lot of chiropractors, acupuncturists, et cetera, that have these in their offices. The SCANAR. This is a self-controlled energetic neuroadaptive receptor. It basically works on the same principles. It was developed in Russia as a Russian space technology, helping their athletes and helping their space people, you know, people that went into space to heal. This is a specific kind of SCANAR. Is a device organizing vital energy. It's a small home unit as opposed to a big office one. Same thing, I've seen some tremendous results with this. I don't own one, and I don't know a lot about exactly how the technology works, but it's, again, it's balancing the energy fields in the body. And finally, we have homeopathy. So like I said earlier, homeopathy is really, it's working on energy, because by the time they, what's called succuss, they succuss it down, they dilute it, succuss, shake it up in a certain way. By the time it gets to you, there's little to no actually matter, organic matter left in there, but the energetics of that. And it works on the basis of the law of similar. So if a particular herb causes a particular symptom to happen, like it has a side effect or it causes a specific effect in the body, when you get down to this very small dose of it, it actually does the opposite and helps to heal that, right? So if somebody's having, I don't know, pain in their jaw, right? And this particular herb is known that it causes pain in the jaw, and you have pain in the jaw, you would get a homeopathic of that in order to help you. There's a lot of ways that homeopathics are used. You can get single remedies. There's different dosage and all. And that's outside my realm of expertise. I know that's something that Lynn Rose is a homeopath. That's what she does. And she helps people to balance those energies using the homeopathy. So you can do formulas, like multiples in there that could affect it. But then there's the people who do classic homeopathy, where they're going to sit with you for 2 hours and ask you detailed questions coming down to, do you like eggplant? Do you get cold and have to open up the blinds? There's all kinds of questions they ask you. And then they'll come up with the remedy for you. And it's interesting, because when you do the combined formulas, you might be doing it 2 or 3 times a day over the course of several days or a week or whatever. With these classic ones, you might take one dose and not take another dose for as much as a month or two. So it's quite interesting. And again, it's an energetic medicine. And there's all kinds. I mean, you can get a nice homeopathic book and learn about some of these. The ones that I most use are the ones that are most popular and common is arnica, for bruising and injury. And my son lived on arnica. We buy him in his Christmas stocking every year, a bunch of arnica, and use that. Rustox, which is more for like poison ivy, poison oak. Belladonna, when somebody's, I think it's more like headachy and flu-like symptoms. Fever would be one of those. And then there's a whole bunch of apis, which is a bee sting, for bee stings. So there's some that are associated to particular kinds of shifts in the body. When my son was in eighth grade, he was having this fear of dying. Every day he would come home, somehow he saw a YouTube video of the fact that you can get hit in the temple and you can have a subdural hematoma and die without even noticing that you were injured. This is what my kid would worry about. And he'd come home from school every day. Mommy, somebody poked me in their elbow, hit my temple. Am I going to die tonight? Lay with me, sleep with me. And he was freaked out about dying. So I'm like, I wonder if there's like some remedy that I can help him with to get him over this. And I asked him some other questions and I pulled out the homeopathic Materia Medica. And I said, oh, do you have like fear of dying? It's not a common one. Fear of dying by a blow to the temple. You know, it's very specific. And I asked him some other questions like, okay, do you this, do you that, do you that? And I would say the majority of the symptoms that I asked him about, he goes, yeah. I said, okay, we're going to try this. And I gave him this homeopathic formula. Within a couple of weeks, he was completely over the fear of dying. And he'd been struggling with it for many months. So it really works. It's not necessarily something that a beginner wants to just jump in for and try that. But some of these little formulas just, you know, always have arnica and apis and Rustox around, because those are common things and they do help. But the formulas work as well. The homeopathic formula I used for ear infection worked not just for me and my kids, but it worked for our neighbors too. And I would, you know, give them stuff. My kids would have friends come over and they learned how to muscle test. So they would have their friends come over and the friend would have some kind of symptom. And the next thing you know, okay, I'm going to give Johnny this, you know, whatever formula. I think it's going to help him, because they figured out, oh yeah, let's just read these things. Oh, this one sounds good for this. Let's try it. And with homeopathy, the cool part is it's not like the full dose of that plant where it could be harmful if taken internally. If you take the wrong one in general, it just doesn't do anything. And I know that there's exceptions to that. So so that's it for energetics. Any questions? Let me find the, just open your line and ask a question while I try to find the original page I was on.
I just wanted to say that for my surgery, that's the only things that I did was all the different homeopathy, all the pellets.
Yes.
I didn't use any pain medicine. I didn't use any anti-nausea, anything. I just used the Boiron.
That's amazing. And did you do it by asking somebody who knew what they were doing to?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you work with the homeopathy. Yeah. So
I'm actually in this course from, like, I think her name is Gillette Calabrese.
Oh, Gillette. Yeah. Yeah. She knows a lot. Very cool. Yeah. And you were able to learn it. So that's a good resource.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'm going back here. Let me go back. I lost my page, so I'm back here. All right. Any other questions or comments about that? Is Lynn Rose on our call today? I haven't looked to see if she is. She could always add to that on there. You're a Reiki master, right, Diana? You've done Reiki.
I've done it, but I'm not a
not a master, but you've studied it.
My mother did it on me, and just, yeah, kind of a family thing.
Family thing. Well, you still know it, you know? You're probably more experienced than most.
I find it very interesting that that they're doing it now without touching the body.
Oh, so you learned it with touching the body?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I've always learned it as it's above the body.
Yeah, interesting. That's interesting. Like I said, the woman that did the Reiki treatments on my mother was the one that brought it from Japan to the West.
Whoa.
Name is Mrs. Sawayo Takata. And she was the one that treated my mother. And the four women total in my dad's office, And they all had babies, baby girls, actually, the same year. My mom thought she was done. She went for treatments on her uterus because she was getting close to menopause and starting to have problems.
Oh. And,
well, the four women are all about the same age. They were all around 40, and some of them had never had children at all. And Mrs. Takata worked on them, but anyway, she brought it to the West. And it's been adapted and changed and added to and subtracted from. But
right, most things.
That's, yeah. I'm here because Reiki fixed my
mom. Wow, look at that. There's a testament to the power of Reiki.
And my mom wanted to learn it because Mrs. Takata was teaching the Reiki master courses and stuff, but she couldn't afford it. And so she just basically did what Mrs. Takata had done. And it was laying on the hands, but there's definitely contact. And what my experience is with Reiki is that when you lay the hands on the body, you do get that energy. You can feel it before you even get to that spot. You can feel there's a hot spot, or you'll get a tingling sensation. But we did actually lay the hands on, but I used it on my kids too. And it works really, really well. But what's interesting is that when the body responds, the heat will increase, the tingling will increase. And then at a certain point, then it decreases until it's gone. And then,
so it's like a crescendo boom, and then you know that you're done when that goes away. Interesting.
And I had horrible menstrual cramps when I was a teenager, and the only thing that worked was my mom's hand.
That's awesome.
So it's an amazing process, but I do find it interesting that they're not actually touching the body now.
Yeah, most of them that I've known that have done Reiki don't touch the body.
Yeah, I've got a couple of nieces that when they heard the family stories about the Reiki, went out and got themselves Reiki masters. It was like, and then they got all the degrees and certificates and paid all the big money. And I was like, girls, no, there's not that much to it.
There's not that much to it.
Well, you don't need all of that stuff. You just need the right.
You need to be intuitive enough and trusting in your body, in your a connection. With that you're feeling, because a lot of people will doubt that they're feeling anything. And when we, even just doing this, so if you want, guys want to see that, just take your hands and rub them like this and then start to bring them apart, and you'll feel this like energy field within it. Mm-hmm. And it lasts for a long time, and then you get to a point where you don't feel it anymore. And you can do it the opposite. You can rub them together, and then you can start way out and then just start to bring it in until you feel, and you it's like you feel this invisible band between your hands. And you can do that with people, right? You can bring up your own energy, and then you can lay it over and have your energy. You have to be in a good space if you're going to work on somebody else, right? You want to get yourself centered, because you don't want to transmit your negative energy into them.
Exactly.
You have to learn how to let go of theirs, because you're going to pick up theirs, and you have to be able to let go of that, so clear yourself at the end of a session so that you can let go of that energy.
Right. You don't want to carry that energy with you.
No. And we get that. If you ever walked into a room and you just feel like, oh, I don't want to be here. And you ever walk into a room on another end and go, wow, all these people, and it feels so good. It has to do with the energy, and you're picking up on people's energies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool stuff.
When I did Laura's training in California, they were 3-4 day weekends, and like every 6 to 8 weeks, and at least 2 of those days were spent in doing some of that, but it was hands-on. And like you said, you need to make sure you are in a right space, because it's not you are transmitting your spirit into it, but you need to be a good conduit for that. And I know personally, while I was doing it, I was just praying, it's like, help me do this right.
That's what I usually
do. Yeah. And that's the intent part, right? So having like praying or whatever you might do during it, that's the intent. You're bringing the positive intent into it. Whereas if you go in there and you're like training and you're like, oh, I'm going to be going on and I go out to dinner in a little bit and when is this going to be over and I'm pissed at my son and blah, blah, blah. That's not, you're not a conduit for healing that way.
Yeah, conduit is the perfect example because I used to do crystal healing many years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was when I was a preschool teacher and one of the kids had burned his hand, like that whole webbed area between the first finger and the thumb. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't there when it happened. So it was like 20 minutes later. And you know how miserably painful burns are. Mm-hmm. And he'd been like crying for 20 minutes. And when I found out about it, I had my crystal in my purse. And the whole webbed area was bright red and the whole center was already raised and blistered. Within 3 minutes, you know, of helping him direct his energy, he was in no more pain. Within the end of 20 minutes, there was no more blister and it had just shrunk to a little pink spot where the blister had been. I mean, it was so amazing watching, you know, just that whole energetic healing, like concretely, you know, just seeing it right in front of my eyes. Because, you know, as a 4-year-old, he was so open to just, you know, listening to what I was saying and using the crystal. It was amazing. And it's so funny. I have an interesting anecdote about homeopathy. Just this week, my cousin was using homeopathy, had talked to her homeopath about her dogs because her 4 dogs had gotten sick. And the usual remedy for the diarrhea wasn't working, which was Podopilum. And so when she called the homeopath, it's so funny, the homeopath came up with a different remedy, which was perfect because it was all about them being homesick and missing their dad. And they had been away from home for almost 3 weeks.
But wow.
The didn't know that. But it was the, you know, the symptoms matched, you know, Natrum Muraticum. Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was just amazing. Oh. And the dogs, yeah, it made a big difference with the other remedy.
It's amazing. Like, and you know, like, because we as humans, we may go into it with some kind of preconceived, like, oh, you know, I'm going to be healed, the placebo effect.
Right.
Whereas the dogs are not going to have a placebo effect. They're just... Nope. Going to be naturally, you know, responding to whatever you give them. So I think that's really cool. Yeah.
I know. I love those kinds of things. Like for me, when I was doing the crystal healing, everything before that was all internal work and, you know, but to actually see his tissues heal right in front of my eyes was just amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah, the power of the body to heal when we set the intention for it and we take care of it. Right? We have this inner healing power. And sometimes people will get frustrated because they're eating this or not eating that or taking this or what. But there's oftentimes that energy has to be aligned with the physical as well. And when you can get it all aligned and let go of some of that stress, emotional and energetic stress in the body, it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Maya. Sure. So just to look at what else we have for you here, I put together a reference for all the modalities that we talked about in the video. So you have a little description of each one. And we also have, you know, we just have little blurbs about how it can be used for different things. Cigarette and food cravings, Korean hand acupuncture for pain, foot reflexology, keep the chakras flowing freely at the various forms and forms of electrical therapy and what they're used for in homeopathy. And then we put this live demonstration of EFT tapping on here. Hopefully it still works. Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, you know what? I wasn't here. I'm like, I don't remember this call at all. And Lynn, I was out of town and you led it. You brought this person in who did that. Watch this. I heard such great things about it. I haven't watched
it. Oh, yeah. Bernie Bowman. Yeah.
It's an hour and a half of how you can understand your emotional eating and cravings, right? So this is a good one. We all somehow get into those places. There's also, and I think I put it on the wrong page, but I'm going to go back to, oh, I think I know why. We'll go backwards. I meant to put it on the bioenergetics, but I think I put it on the bone and muscle. I think it was on here where I had a link. Yeah, some of these things. So check out additional musculoskeletal health. Go to this page and you'll see a Touch for Health book, acupuncture charts. So these actually I should put on that other page because they actually work for both. Copy. All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put this on that other page. For now, I'm going to just put these into a document. Yeah. And I'll say new. Maintain the links. There we go. And then I'll be able to add those later. All right. Questions, comments, experiences that you want to share?
Dr. Rainmarie, would you consider like cranial sacral work part of that too? Like, or more in the physical?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had put that. It's hard to tell with the musculoskeletal, the cranial. I think I have that in, let me look at that real quick. I think I have explored that in muscle, but it is kind of, but it is, it's both, you know, because yeah. It's affecting, let's see, it's affecting the energies, but it's also specifically physically affecting the plates and the, you know, yeah, the sutures and all that. I'm just going to look real quick to see if I think I might talk about that in this one. Trigger points, osteoporosis, bone building. No, I don't talk about it there either. So it could go either way, but it is a good therapy. It's an excellent therapy. Yeah.
I had wanted to say that because I know sometimes these things seem a little odd or different, but a lot of things did a long time ago, like talking on a cell phone.
Right.
And, you know, and, you know, we know so much more now about our body, like the polyvagal system and how vibrations can help with that. So sound is really powerful. Singing, you know, singing is powerful in our body as well as with our soul and our spirit. And so that vibration and certain tones will bring out certain emotions and you'll feel it in your body in certain ways. But at one point in time, people weren't allowed to sing.
And really?
Way back.
Considered the words of the devil or something?
Well, there's a whole history on control and yeah, they just didn't want people singing. Only certain people were allowed to sing. But there's so much, there are so many healing properties just with sound.
Just with sound. My husband got from his acupuncturist, David, those bowls, right? The singing bowls, and you make this vibration and the sound is just like, and my husband had started out kind of like, you know, he tolerates me and all this stuff, but he got this bowl and he was sitting, he had some visitors over, some friends, and one was a medical doctor, one was an FDA scientist, and another was some kind of engineer. So really like left brainiac kind of people. And they're like, what is this? And he goes, oh, it's my Qigong bowl or whatever he called it. And he goes, and they said, well, what does it do? And he held it up and he made this thing. And he goes, and then you hold it up to your chakras to balance them. And I just about fell on the floor. My husband is talking about chakras with his old buddies that he's known for most of his life, who are all these scientist type people. And I was like, yay, way to go, Scott. Yeah, it was funny. But you know, the sound healing is just, so, it's powerful. So it's the physical touch is super important. The biochemical stuff, the nutrition and the food and all. But thoughts are energy, right? We have thoughts and, you know, they create an energy, and the heart and the brain run on that. And when you said about cell phone, right? When you were a little kid, like 5 years old, and somebody handed you this thing and say, here, you can call your mom on this, you'd go, what are you, nuts? Like, seriously, you want me to call my mom on this piece of whatever it is? But now we do it. And back then, well, back in one time, there wasn't even the knowledge of how to do telephones, right? We were doing telegraphs, and even that was, but then there's telephones. So we're just every you know, generation, we're opening ourselves up more, but we're also getting back to more of the ancient healing, right? Because energy healing is ancient. Acupuncture is ancient. It's been around for a long time. Laying of the hands is ancient stuff, right? And a lot of religions have that. So I think that it's amazing what we have right now. And there's still people who question, oh, that's a whole bunch of hogwash. But like, okay, tell me how you sit in your living room watching your TV. Are there people inside of there that are making the noises and the pictures? No, there's a wave that's coming invisibly through the air, carrying these packets of information. The Wi-Fi, right? Your computer sits in one room and you're in another, and you're instantly talking to each other across the country, across the world. I mean, it's kind of scary sometimes when I think about all these, like, what is it? If we could see electromagnetic waves, we could see it, what would it look like? I think we'd all go crazy, because it would be so overstimulating to our bodies. Cause like, whoa, you just did this and I just did that, and I'm over there and you're over here and you're across the world and it's communicating to me. How does this work? But it's energy, you know, it works on energy. So when people say, oh, that energy healing and acupuncture and all that stuff, it's a bunch of hogwash, it's just frou-frou. No, it's not. How is your TV working? How's that little device you pick up and you could talk to somebody in Australia and you could see them? We could see each other, right? 10, 15 years ago, there wasn't the technology for us to be sitting and having a conversation like this. So, you know, it's energy. That's all it is. It's energy. And why not use the power of the energy to help you heal?
Yeah. And it's so interesting, you know, like you were saying, it does go back to traditional cultures, because a friend of mine who's a psychotherapist has been training as a shaman for many years. Mm-hmm. And he just produced like a CD of song, like healing songs at Nicaros, you know, it's just amazing stuff. So, and that's like from old traditional tribal type, you know, cultures.
Yeah. It's beautiful. You know, and what you said, when you said that, it brings up to mind this whole thing with the sound, right? How we can assault our bodies with this stuff too, how it can go the other way, right? When you, like, anybody goes into like a really noisy place and it feels like almost like you're being assaulted. It just feels overwhelming, right? It's those waves are just bombarding your body. So tune in to what you're feeling. Like, and if you're feeling a discomfort around certain places, certain situations, don't just say, oh, you know, there goes my fibromyalgia again, whatever, you know. No, what are you picking up? And what is that, what are you learning? And is this energetically a good place for you to be, right? And how do you move out of that space so that you stay in a place where you're surrounding yourself with good energy? And it's hard in the world the way it is, right? We're being bombarded with, you know, bad news all over the place, and it's coming through. And then, you know, negativity, we pick up on people's negativity, right? We pick up on people's hate. So that's why I love heart math, right? Because that helps us to shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic. And one of the more advanced techniques in heart math, if you don't remember, go back to your 30-day stress transformation. It was somewhere towards the second or the third part, where I talked about the heart lock-in, where you're not just, you're generating this energy through your body, and then you put it out there. And I have had such amazing responses with people, like that their partners or their friends could feel when they were doing that. They could actually feel it. One was a student in our practitioner training ages ago. She was one of our very first ones. And I was coaching her before she went into the practitioner training. She was working, we were working through a program and helping her with her health. And there were some things. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do this heart math technique and help yourself with your husband. Cause she said she'd get up she's all good and happy. And she'd walk into the kitchen and she'd like be hit by a brick of negative energy. And she didn't know what to do. So I taught her this And she got back to me the next day after she did it for the first time. She's like, she's in the kitchen and she's like doing hot math and generating that energy out. And her husband walked in and he's like, after a few minutes, he said to her, "What are you doing to me?" And she said, "What do you mean? What am I doing to you?" She goes, he said, "I walked in here just like kind of irritated and pissed off about whatever. And I'm in here. And then I'm suddenly, I feel like I'm being drowned in this positive energy." And she says, "Oh, I'm doing this." And she told him what it was. And he said, "You got to teach me this." Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because he said, well, I could use this at work. But it's true. And one of the person who I did my first heart map training before I went out and did the official teacher training, they made you go through a 4-week program with somebody who was already trained. And I went through it with her. And she told me the story about her own husband who worked in an environment, cutthroat corporate environment. And he hated going to meetings because it was always this, you know, negative energy and everybody, like, you know, you do it and blaming and all that. So she taught him how to do this. And he sat in one of the meetings and he just was doing heart lock-in and generating all this positive energy. And he said he was shocked because this guy who hated this guy was saying, "Oh, I can help you with that. Oh," and all these people were like cooperating with each other. So when you're feeling that, like, you know, if you have some unruly kids or you're, you know, there's an environment where people are negative, just try doing it. Get yourself into a coherent state and then radiate it out. It's pretty amazing what you can do with that. Yeah. And you can do it long distance too. Anything else? Questions, comments? Perspectives. Was this helpful? Useful? Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it all to our attention.
You're welcome. It's been there, but you know what? There's so much stuff in there that it's hard for everybody to know where everything is and how to use it. Yeah. All right, guys.
I have a question really quick if you have a minute. When the emails were sent out yesterday and today, they both linked to immune system. And I thought, oh, that's a perfect opportunity because I've got a question right now.
Well, I looked at my calendar. I don't look at the emails. So
I know.
Yeah, well, I saw it on my calendar. I'm like, huh, I wonder why the bioenergetics.
Yeah, I had bioenergetics written here, but when the email came in yesterday, it said immune system. And I thought, there's been other times where, you know, somebody had to cancel. And so the subject got changed at the last minute. So I didn't really think anything of it, but I thought it was perfect. But I picked up a bug last week and drippy, runny nose kind of stuff. You know, the stuff we've been dealing with all fall and winter. And so I did my 3 days of mega dosing protocol. And it went away. Everything's fine. Except for, when was that? When did that start? Sunday? Sunday, I started feeling, my throat was starting to kind of feel funny. It felt like I'd like scratched it or I had some crackers stuck in the back of my throat. That, like I couldn't swallow. It wouldn't go down. And I thought, well, this is really weird. But after a little while, I'm going to find out what's stuck in the back of my throat. And I got the flashlight out and kind of looked around. I've got pus pockets on the back of my throat. So basically it was like, well, wait a minute. This bug didn't go away. It's just moved. It, you know, it was like hiding, but now it's like taking up residence in my throat.
Yeah. And you probably didn't keep up your mega dose thing for long.
I only
enough,
did it
right?
for 3 days. And yeah. I didn't do the super high mega dose. What I was doing, like, instead of, 3 times a day, I was just doing 50 milligrams of the vitamin D 1 time a day. And I did my half dropper full of the vitamin A drops. And I was doing plenty of C. But then after the 3 days, I just sort of backed off because it worked. But yeah. I wanted to do that again because when I saw the pus and the red streaks on my throat, I thought, that's not good at all.
No, I would do it again. But here's the thing. And in general, when you do an immune support for something that you're trying to get rid of, if you don't go long enough, it's almost like it can get worse because it's a sudden drop.
Right.
So you always want to keep it up and gradually, like especially if you're on higher doses, gradually taper off. Sure, you don't want to stay on D like 100, you know,
I usually do 150 a day and I just did 50. So that might have been my problem. It wasn't that much. It was, I caught it right off the bat. I was doing the elderberry C, you know, everything
else. I would do it again. But with the D and the A, just taper them dramatically, so you don't want to do it too long. So you can do like, you can do 153 3 days, and then you can do 100 for a day or two, and then 50 for a day or two, and then get it back to your normal dose.
Yeah.
With the A, you can do the same, whatever, just gradually cut it back.
Yeah.
Okay. After 3 days, but then, and I like 100,000 of the A too for 3 days. But then
when it first started, it was just the runny nose part and a couple of sneezes, and everything was fine after that. But you know, when it came back, I thought, do I dare do that again so soon?
Yes, but the C, you don't even want to taper it that dramatically.
Oh, okay.
So you just back off. If you start to get bowel tolerance, you know, you start to poop more, then you back it off. But you back that, you gradually, and I would stay on that for at least 10 days. Kind of like when they give you an antibiotic and they say, don't just stop it, stay on it for 10 days, because you don't want them to kill off the weaker ones first, and then suddenly it comes back with a vengeance because the stronger microbes were still there, and now they've got a clean plate and they start to grow. Now, as far as that's concerned, bitter orange tends to be really good for putting in those spots, right? You just get a little bitter orange oil, maybe dilute it with a couple of drops of coconut oil and put that back there. Gargling with zinc can be helpful. Pussy, and you're doing the elderberry. What else were you doing? Echinacea or Oregon grape?
No, I hadn't done that yet.
Growing the Oregon grape, because I'm concerned that it's pussy.
Okay.
And you want something a little stronger. So your immune system is supporting you with the nutrients, but then let's get something in there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've got an assortment here, and I was kind of quizzing myself on what should I try to take.
Do you ever do the sway testing for muscle testing?
I know how to do the muscle testing, but since the call was today, I just thought I'd just hit you, and you know, have you talked about some stuff. The other thing that I was noticing, and it popped into my head, is I haven't seen my throat look like that in a long time. So it's not that sore.
By the way, do you have tonsils? Do you have tonsils, or were they removed?
They were removed twice. Yeah, I have no tonsils.
It could be that what you're seeing there, I mean, the red is not normal, but what you're seeing there might be actually tonsils trying to grow back again.
No, they're just really small, like pus spots, little white spots.
Okay.
I definitely recognize them, but you know, remember my last stool test, I had strep in my gut?
Oh yeah.
It popped into my head. It's been 100 years since I ever had strep, but I thought, I wonder if, because I had thought, where did I get the strep in my gut? And I was thinking it was coming from all these things that were, get the runny nose, were ending up in my gut.
Well, yeah, we swallow that stuff. So I would.
So I was thinking of going back on what I was using for the gut strep.
The Biocidin? Was that what you were
doing? No, I didn't use that. I've got it here. I went to this one, the Artisan.
Oh, Artisan. Well, Artisan is more like parasites than anything else.
Well, this one was actually recommended in Buhner's book.
Okay.
It was.
I trust Buhner.
And then there was some other things that I was using too. So I could go back and look at my notes on that. But that was something I just thought.
Did you have a negative reaction to your, when you did it for your gut? You know how that, you get that. Then go for it.
No, that's what I was thinking of, maybe trying the ones I had used on my gut. Mm-hmm. Just in case it might be strep. So
it might be, you know, an Oregon grape is pretty.
That'll hit it. Yeah. Oregon grape. And then some of the other things too. I've got a whole, I'll do muscle testing. I'll just hit them. Mostly my question was on that the mega doses, whether I could do those again.
You can, but just do them for 3 days, gradually taper them off. Well, dramatically taper off the fat solubles, and then slowly taper. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Fantastic. I would stay on the C until you either get loose stools or 10 days, and then you can gradually lower it down.
Yeah, I haven't quit on the C's. Those, I did back off a little bit, but I've been definitely double dosing on that. And I've got liposomal C, so I don't hit bowel tolerance. I can go 30,000 and never hit
bowel
tolerance on that. So that's
you know, 11 to 12 is generally what's recommended to kind of mimic the effects of IV when you sit.
Yeah, and the liposomal is so much more absorbed. So
it is. It's just the downside is it's expensive. It's a dollar a gram. So
well, I dug out the old recipe that I think my old coach.
Oh, to make it. Yeah, Drina.
To make my own. Yeah. So I dug that out and I like, I, you know, maybe it's time to make up a batch of that.
Yes.
I hesitate to do it on a regular basis because it's, you know, it's got to use it up within 3 or 4 days. So, but this is definitely called for. So I'm thinking about digging the machine out and going for it.
Good. Go for it.
Yep.
Good question. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about the confusion. I just went by what my calendar said. And
no
it's
problem.
Bioenergetic, so.
Well, the email, like I say, the email came in, and I thought, well, maybe they just changed it because you know we couldn't do that.
Did it say in the newsletter last week what it was, or no?
I don't remember what the newsletter
did
said.
Did it say on the? I wonder if it said it on the
newsletter. No more says.
The news, yeah, the newsletter.
Yeah, the newsletter sends you to
the link, and the link is bioenergetics.
Hello.
And it's not on the calls and recordings page, for some reason.
Whoops.
It's not.
I looked
the before the email came in yesterday, I looked on that calls and recording page because I had it on my handwritten calendar. Yeah,
and it doesn't say what the
it wasn't on the calls and recording page.
Right, I'm gonna have a look.
Well, they must have canceled that one and then they just rebooked it or whatever.
Yeah. I'll make sure that they put it on there. I think she went all the way out till April on that there's two pages. There's the regular calls and recordings, which we're gonna kinda get rid of, and we're just gonna it'll be just recordings, and then the upcoming will be this new page that we did instead of the newsletter because it's so much easier to deal with. So I'm going to just show you guys real quick to make sure that you've been there. Let's see, it's linked to from the top of the calls and recordings page.
Mm-hmm.
But and this is like where this is, you have to look in all the different sections to get your access, and then you know this other one, if you click here, it has it merged. You'll see on mine even any PT calls, but all the calls are on one page. No, it does say bioenergetics.
Does it?
Yeah.
It didn't mm-hmm. on the one I was on. I guess I was on the wrong page.
Yeah.
On the actual calls and recordings page for ERC, it doesn't even show up.
Yeah.
But when you go to the one link, it does.
Well, whichever one I went to, it was when I got down to the bottom of the page where the elite calls were, it had March listed and then April, May, but it didn't, I mean, as far as dates go, but it didn't seem to have the February one. Anyway, wherever I was looking, I couldn't find it.
I just put the link in, use that as your Bible. And if you're in multiple programs, like some of you are in ERC and NEPT, you'll see them all here. You won't see the NEPT ones. Because you, in the back end, it's coded fancy schmancy, so only the people that have it. So if you're like a silver or a first year person, you won't see any of the elite module calls or the elite assessments. Where's the elite? These. So you'll see a lot depending on what level you're in, but it's coded on the back end to keep you from seeing, you know, the stuff you don't have. So you know what you have. You know, coming up in February, here's all my calls, and you can just put them on your calendar.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did at the beginning of the month. That's why I had it on here. Then I couldn't find it for the link. So anyway.
It says bioenergetic. So I don't know why she got
it. It does say that.
Yeah,
I don't know where I was. I must have been on the other page, the old page.
It says it there. Maybe it was the original page. But anyway, we're figuring out a way to just transition out of the other pages, like have it just for the recordings and here. Because it's easier to read when it's sequential and everything's mixed in, you know, office hours, elite, et cetera. I don't know if you guys see, I don't think you see my page that I'm sharing, but here. Right, and I'm gonna change this. It says next 4 weeks, but it's further out. It actually goes to the end of April. So I'll just take out the timing of that. But you know, you can see there's the rest of February starting today. You may come in sometime and see yesterday's or 2 days ago's call still on there because it takes, you know, her a while to get them changed. But I told her every time you add a recording of a call, just take it off this page. And then there's March. Holy cow.
Look at March.
So how do you get to that page?
I put the link in the chat. But if you go to, I'll show you real quick. If you go to ERC and you click calls and recordings, at the top, it says click here for a list of all program calls as noted. I'll make that bigger so it's real clear that it's obvious that you click it. So you click this.
Okay.
And
click it.
and it opens up this page, and I just put the link in the chat. And it brings you here, List of Program Calls 2020.
So what are you clicking on? Because nothing was highlighted.
Yeah. Well, it was black. That's the thing. I'm going to fix that because it's black, but it is still hyperlinked. If you hold your cursor over something, like this is obvious. This should be in the blue coloring. But you see how the hand is there? Right? Whereas here, it's just a line.
But usually I use my iPad, so I don't have that. I don't have a hand.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't know.
Versus.
It looks like it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fix that. I'll fix it as soon as we're done here.
Okay.
I can go to play around on the back end and make sure that I'll put it as a big, you know, click here. It says click here, but it's not obvious because it's black. It's not even underlined. So, yeah, there you go. But anyway, that's it. I think she has them all the way through. When we click here, it's all the way through end of April. Or middle of April. She went through the middle of April. I was planning to move a call, so I'll give you
that. What's on those pages?
What's on what?
I said, what's the difference between those two pages?
Well,
between those two?
Yeah, this is calls and recordings for just ERC. And so it has upcoming calls.
Okay.
And this one goes all the way to the end of the year, so that's why we haven't taken it away yet. And then there's the Gold, Diamond, Elite only. So those are separate. So it's like, it's making you look in multiple places rather than having a sequential. And we wanted you to have sequential. And then there's the module calls. So that's
where I was looking. See where it says upcoming Elite? It says Friday, March 6th. It didn't have today.
It doesn't even have February. That was on.
Right. That's why I was thinking something.
That it got canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and instead of having to have this, you know, the Zoom this and the Zoom that on the other page, she just put access.
Yeah.
Because it's hidden, you know, she access the call right there. And if you want to add it to your calendar, you can do that.
Yeah, I did that. I did that last month. That was cool. I like that feature.
Yeah.
You can do all of the call ads right there.
Yep. So the one day that we were looking at shifting was March 12th. We added an extra... She didn't add it yet. Darn. She didn't add it yet. We added an extra call. Donna and a couple other people said, I can't make the evening on Thursday. So make another one during the day. So I just decided instead of changing some of them around, I just added an extra call. So on March 12th, it's going to be at, can't remember what time it is, like probably 12. Let me look at my calendars over here.
You did set it for 11:30, so that is the
11:30.
That's what we changed it to.
Yeah, 11:30 Central.
Yeah, so that's the extra one. It just doesn't say extra.
That's an extra one. It should say bonus. And then we moved. Did Jazzy get the notice that we moved that evening one over to Monday?
Yeah, I let her know, so we need to remove the.
Okay, so we need to make sure that goes in the newsletter. But yeah, it's renewed.
Morning is there.
So the 9th, instead of the 12th in the evening, we're going to do it. Okay. I have a conflict and it's something that I really need to get to. So we just moved. So on the 9th, we're going to have one at 7 p.m. Central for Gold Plus Elite office hours. And then on Thursday, we'll have one in the morning. That way, if you can't make the night, you can make the morning. Okay. And then we added, I think, one for, let me see. I think we added one on April 16th earlier in the day. That's an earlier one, like 9:30 in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning.
You're right. 10:30. Yeah. I'm going to put them all in the chat, but we're going to put these all in the newsletter and we're going to get the page updated.
And we'll make sure the page gets updated. Yeah. You know, when you schedule out a year in advance, mm-hmm. Like it's inevitable that there's going to be something that needs to shift, right? Actually, the 16th is my son's birthday, but I don't think he'll be here. I think he'll be 16th of April. I think he'll be wherever, back in Washington, D.C. All right. Oh, there's Rich. Hi. You joined the party late, but good to see you.
You can't hear me.
So. I can now. I unmuted you.
Okay, yeah, I read it 7:30. I missed the 6-7:30. So I thought it started.
Oh, you read it as starting then. Oh, well.
Walk it.
It's good stuff. So just watch it. It's short and sweet and a lot of the energetic stuff, which I think is just going to be helpful for you.
Yeah, good. In fact, I've been working with Coach Janet on some of that stuff, and it seems to be really helping.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I need.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah, that's great. And keep up your skiing and your all your fun stuff too.
That's where I am.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So Janet's really good with that stuff. She's certified in transpersonal energy healing, and congratulations to her. She's still on for finishing that and going through that whole thing. It's amazing. Yeah, and so it's just that energy, right? Balancing your energy in addition to balancing your physical, and you can't do one or the other. Right? A lot of people who do energy work say, oh, it doesn't matter what you eat. You know, it doesn't matter. You just balance the energy. And some people who do the food say, well, it doesn't matter about your energy. Just eat right and take good vitamins and you're good. And we are this multifaceted being, right? And we have all these layers that are physical that we can touch. And we have all these layers that are inside of us that are energy channels, but also outside of us that, you know, shift out. And I think The more I learn about it, I try really hard. I'm not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect. My husband will tell you that. But I try really hard to just exude, you know, positivity and love. And sometimes it's hard, right? And we go, oh, why did I just do that? Why did I just say that? Let's just, and then just, you know, do that heart lock in and just push that good energy, not deplete yourself of it, but just extend it out to whoever's within reach. Mm. Yeah.
I need to get an appointment with you and refresh my memory as where I'm going to schedule a time.
You had originally scheduled one and there was a link, but just write to me at erc@drritamarie.com.
Okay.
And we'll find a time for you.
Excellent.
Yeah. Cool. All right, guys. Wonderful to be together. Thank you for being here and, enjoy. And I found that link. I'm going to put it in the chat here. So I was going to text it to you, Donna, but Lynn came to the rescue and gave me that. Where is it? Lynn. Oh, I think it's just drritamarie.com/braintime. And I thought that was what it was. But then when I went there, I was confused. Okay. So if you go here, if you haven't already done your 1 month free of brain time, do it. It's just super important. And we talk about sounds and it's about how the sounds affect your brain. And it helps a lot of people with sleep. If you're having any sleep problems or focus problems or memory problems. So it's here and it'll give you a month free to try it out. Who's tried it? Anybody? Yeah. What'd you think?
I think it's relaxing.
Yeah. Good. So the rest of you, it's free. It's a bonus. Take that link and click it and get a month on there. Just, you know, cancel at the end of the month. You won't get charged for another month. If you love it, keep on doing it.
Dr. Amory, do you have a minute for a question? Just based on this, the last conversation and then Rich mentioning fun. I'm wondering what your feelings are about this whole, you know, new virus from China. We've got two people that are hospitalized here in Berkeley that showed up with it. And I've been looking at going on a cruise. Do you think, you know, what are you thinking about?
Where are you thinking of going on a cruise to?
One choice is Alaska, which, and then the other one is sort of going from like London, Paris, Glasgow, Ireland, you know, that whole little circle in there.
Now, if you're going to go on a cruise, I would probably say Alaska's going to be safer. It's cold. Viruses don't like cold, but they also don't like heat, but there's no place you can go that's hot enough to do that.
Right.
You know, I have mixed feelings. I mean, I see all this sensationalism. I think that every couple of years there's this pandemic, so to speak. And I think that, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, but some of this stuff, I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist, that I think that what I've read, and I read a lot of stuff from Gabriel Cousins and some other people on it, and Booner and others, that when they look at this virus, it looks like it was tampered with. It wasn't, it's not a natural virus. Mm. It's a virus that has been injected with HIV. And I think it's chemical warfare, quite frankly.
Interesting.
That's my feeling about it. Huh. And yeah, you know, I think we need to do all these things to boost your immune system. So I would go Booner's site. He has a whole protocol written up. Gabriel Cousins has a whole protocol, you know, with things like all of our immune stuff that we were just talking about with Diana, but things like iodine, and iodine's a good antibacterial, antiviral, and really boosting up your immune system. You know, if you were like super healthy, right, and you were like feeling fine, I would say, yeah, I'd do it. I'd go anywhere. I'm not afraid, because mm-hmm. I'm in that space. But if you're struggling still with stuff, right, whether it's mm-hmm. mold illness or, you know, chronic viral stuff or blood sugar problems, it, you know, you want to think twice. I think Alaska, I think I wouldn't go in the direction of Europe, because mm-hmm. They just had said there were cases in Italy that broke out. So mm-hmm. I'd be careful. A cruise, you're in captive audience with people, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an airplane. You're right. Stuck in an airplane with people. So I think you'd be better off, if you're going to do it, to go to Alaska.
Well, and I figured I would, you know, lots of hand washing, and I would avoid the buffets because thousands of people are touching the tongs and all of that stuff.
Right.
But I think also from an energetic level, I remember actually my shaman friend many years ago was predicting these viruses as a way of sort of getting rid of some of the overpopulation on the planet.
That's a horrible way to do that. I mean, because it's sad that it's usually the elderly, the children, and the immune suppressed that are gonna get hurt by it, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, the people who I wouldn't mind if we got rid of tend mm-hmm. not to be the ones that are most susceptible, right? They're wrong, mm-hmm. you know, macho, boom, boom. We're gonna, and hate is an energy that right. is very yeah. destructive, mm-hmm. but a lot of times they're so good at pushing it outward mm-hmm. that they don't get it inward. So right. I just use caution. Who knows how long this is going to be? Of course, they came out with a vaccine within days of identifying what it was, right? As if they weren't working on that for a long time before right. that. So, and like I said, I'm not generally a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. But this sort of stuff that it was the swine flu a couple of years ago, and there was all kinds of stuff, right? So doing the stuff we just talked about, antiviral type stuff, really doing heavy duty in that way, getting your D, make sure you test your D before you go, right?
Yeah, actually, I just ordered some.
Get it up where it needs to be, and do the 5 days, 3 to 5 days of heavy duty. And then there's a whole thing, go to Booner's website, just type in Buhner, and then look up, coronavirus.
Yeah. It's interesting. And, yeah, I hadn't heard of the whole conspiracy thing and being engineered. And also I have a hyperactive immune system anyway. So, I mean, even though I do have other things, but, okay, well, interesting. Yeah. Thank
you. But look at the Booner stuff, look at the Cousins yeah. stuff. They both have he has a preventative, and then there's like a kit. You can get the preventative version and the, hey, at the first sign of a sniffle or anything, you know, here's what you bump mm-hmm. it up to.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Anybody else before we go? It gives me like 20 minutes to go get something to eat before my next call. All right. Thank you guys so much. Sorry about the confusion, bioenergetics instead of immune system, but we got some immune system in there anyway. And I will talk to you guys soon. Sign up for the Brain Time and just check it out. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.